Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. And today, I'm super excited today. I have the opportunity of having David Siteman Garland, or DSG, as many people know him by. Welcome.
Hello, Dave. We've got a Dave and a David making a ride here, so it's going to be good.
I can't wait. I am so excited. For those of you guys who don't know David or DSG, this is the man who basically is responsible for most people getting online selling courses. No one has done more courses or taught more people about how to actually create courses online and sell them more than David. So I'm so excited to have you, bud.
Awesome. Well, I'm pumped to be here for sure.
If you don't mind, Dad, tell people just a little of your background so they understand kind of where you came from. Everything from your podcast, Rise to the Top, all the way to where you're at right now.
Yeah, sure. It's always funny, like, when people ask me that about my background. Like, I was actually at working out, I do CrossFit, and I was at the gym today, and someone's like, you know, we were like working out, like lifting weights. He's like, tell me about your business. I'm like, how much time do we have? Do you know what I mean? With these weights? Like, it's, you know, as you know, when you have an internet business, like, a lot of people, it takes a little bit of an explanation, you know? So let me give the extreme Cliff's Notes version here for sure. So in a nutshell, I started in 2008 online. I was actually in the hockey industry before that. I worked in professional inline hockey, of all completely random things there. And I started with really a web show and a podcast called The Rise to the Top. And that's how I started. And what I did was I interviewed entrepreneurs. I interviewed, you know, everything from, you know, mom and pop shops to the Tony Shays at Zappos to the Seth Godins to, you know, a whole mix of people. I'm just trying to think how many I can name drop here in 10 seconds, right? So I started with a podcast and I was really trying to figure out, you know, how do I turn this into a business? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. I was kind of just making it up as I went and just having, you know, flying off the seat of my butt trying to figure this out. You know, I came in with no connections, no audience, anything like that. So I built up the podcast over a few years. And, you know, what our way, big way of making money back then, Dave, do you know what it was? Take a guess.
My gosh, everything back then, I guess people were doing everything from AdSense and to, 2008, all sorts of crazy things.
I know, right? Back at, it's like 1943 in internet terms, right? So really, the way that I was able to make money with my podcast was sponsorships. That was really the primary thing that I had, right? And so I was out there selling them. Our big one at the time was Citrix, you know, like go to meeting, go to right. webinar, that kind of stuff. And also I was kind of, you know, by accident, sort of building my personal brand up a little bit as well. So I ended up with a book deal, did some speaking, did some coaching kind of related to building an audience as I became kind of decent at that right back in the day. But the problem was this, is that when you have a sponsorship-based model, it's a little bit terrifying because at the end of the day, you are basically reliant on that company, right? Because if they wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or if someone gets fired, or they just wake up and say, you know what, David, DSG, we don't like you anymore. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. Now, that didn't happen, but that's a very, very scary thing when you're going through a business because you don't really control your own destiny. You know what I mean? So really by accident, I discovered the world of online courses really by interviews on my show, right? When I was doing my show, I started to kind of run into this world of online course creators that I call mediapreneurs. And, you know, people like Marie Forleo and Ryan Lee, those types of people in the world. And immediately I was hooked. You know, I was hooked, line and sinker on this because I love that you could help people at scale, you know, help people get results. You could do it from your pajamas, you know, if you will, at home. You could make an incredible living. And what I really loved about it, and this, you know, besides helping people, was that the lifestyle associated with it, meaning that I talked to way too many entrepreneurs, and Dave, I'm sure you have too, just, you know, throughout your life, right, where they're making quote-unquote good money or they have great businesses, but they don't even have time to go to the bathroom. They don't see their family. The last trip they took, they were on the computer 24/7, right?
Oh, we totally all know agree. Those people.
I didn't want to be that, and I saw that online courses, there was an opportunity for that as well. So I dove in. I, like, was a crazy mad scientist of online courses. I read everything I could. I researched anything I could. I interviewed everything I could for years to try to figure this out. And then I launched my first course called Create Awesome Interviews. So you can see where that came from. After doing 500 plus interviews, those were the questions that I got back in the day were, well, how do I do online interviews and things like that? And so I remember the first launch did $19,800, okay? And nothing that we're going to retire on, but I got to tell you, I was more excited about that than anything I'd probably ever done in business.
That
I was like,
so
oh my God.
Awesome.
Like, you know, the feeling, like, I was like, I took something that I know, got it down, and people are actually paying for me and paying to learn it. And look, they're making their own show. Like, there was no better feeling. And I, you know, when I'm one of those people, like, when I get the bug, I go all in, right? So I started creating more courses, more launches, more funnels, kept improving. I mean, it wasn't all rainbows, sprinkles, and unicorns. Do you know what I mean? There was mistakes and this and that and shenanigans and all that kind of stuff. But over time, started building this into a very successful business where in less than 24 months from launching that very first course, we hit over 7 figures in sales.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And that was so now I'm thinking, well, now what do I do? Do you know what I mean? Like we got this. We were really rocking it with courses. And so 24 months later, people now were asking me. Do you know what I mean? They were saying, well, David, I want to do a course and I'm seeing you're having these success with courses. Like, what do I do? How do I take my expertise and turn it into an online course like you're doing and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that's when really the big shift in my business happened and we launched Create Awesome Online Courses. And ever since then, that's been kind of my number one program and kind of where my entire business is centered around. And once that took off and once that got going and once I saw the results people were getting, and that's what it's all about. Do you know what I mean? Your customers getting results. I said, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do. So in 2013, we shut down the podcast. I'd been doing it for 5+ years. I was kind of, you know, a little burnt out and ready to move on. And that is where we focused ever since then, has been teaching people and helping them with software and education, et cetera, with online courses. And now I'm super proud to say that we've, you know, we've got 3,000 plus students in 100 countries that have courses on every topic from kindergarten teaching to snowboarding and everything in between. And that's where I get the most excited is we have several now millionaire students, a lot with multiple 6 figures, a lot in 6 figures and a lot in 5 figures. So that's kind of the 5-6 minute version of the story.
I absolutely love it. And you know, David, one of the parts I am most excited about the whole thing is kind of like what you're referring to. There's nothing better than having your students have success. And we've obviously seen that a lot with ClickFunnels. But I think the part I and why I was so excited to interview you is there's so many people who feel like they have some knowledge they want to get out there, but they just don't have any idea how to do it. And they're always afraid of thinking, oh, maybe I just don't know it that well, or maybe no one's going to pay for it. I mean, what type of advice do you give people when they first get started?
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot. And a lot of people come in and they're just like, they're excited about this idea. And they're like, okay, well, now what the heck do I do, right?
Right.
And so I think the first thing you have to think about is there's two types of people. There's people that either come in with a great idea or they don't have an idea yet. Do you know what I'm saying? When it comes to a course. And a lot of people get held back by a lot of, you know, kind of, I call them myths. Do you know what I mean? People thinking, well, I can't do this, or there's already another course on my subject, or I'm not an expert, or I'm not going to figure out the technology. Or I'm not going to figure out the technology, right? That's three of the big ones, you know? Number one is as long as you are ahead of the people that you're teaching, you're an expert. Does that make sense?
I love that. Oh, man, I only because I have lived that in my own life too many times. Yes, it totally makes sense.
Yeah, and that's where I start to think about people because you got to change your mindset about this because if you come in thinking I've got nothing to offer, you're going to have nothing to offer. And so, you know, perfect example, I've got a student of mine who teaches French, okay? She teaches French, but this is the big difference. She teaches French to adults because she learned how to speak French as an adult, right? That's a massive difference than someone that's like, hey, I'm Rosetta Stone, or, you know, learn French when you're 2 years old because it's easier, whatever it might be. This is very different. So imagine if you're an adult and you're looking around and you see this, you know, 45-year-old woman who said, I learned French 2 years ago, you know, use the system, boom. It's not like she's the world's greatest French expert in the world. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, she has a great gift of something that she can teach. So start thinking about that in terms of expertise. The second thing is that you got to think about that the technology's never been easier for online courses. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes me sometimes like 5 minutes to remember my Wi-Fi password. Okay, that's That's what we're dealing with here. I mean, like, you do not need to be. Back when I was first starting to do online courses, you kind of had to be like a bit of a techie. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of had to like hack things together. I had to hire stuff out. It was annoying. Like, there was a lot of stuff that you had to do, okay, back then. Now, between, you know, tools like ClickFunnels, do you know what I mean? Tools like one of my software called CourseCats, which allows you to create a course website super easily. It's just become so much easier for either you to do yourself or to simply outsource it to a virtual assistant or someone else. So do not let the tech hold you back. Do you know what I mean? That's one of the biggest things that I could possibly say to people. And the other thing is about competition, right? And competition is a good thing. You know, if you go out there and you're like, well, I can't find any other courses, I can't find any other experts, I can't find any other books, I can't find any conferences or anything related to your topic, that's probably telling you something right there, right? Like, that's a red flag, you know? Like, you know, my example here, imagine the second cookbook author. If they went into the bookstore and they already saw a cookbook, do you think they were like, oh, crap, you know, there's already a cookbook, I'm out of here.
I'm out.
This dream's over, right? There's always a way to be the vegan hot dog cookbook or whatever it might be, right? So there's always a way that you can stick out from the pack. But number one is through your personality, your story, and your relationship with your people. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to teach it the way that you teach it, and there's plenty of room out there, okay? So what I would encourage people, once they get past those myths, a great thing that I like to do, if you're not still sure about like what your topic is or which way you want to go, if you have an audience, great opportunity to do a survey. Do you know what I mean right there? And say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about – I have one survey question that's worked out very, very well for people. And it's simply sending them out an email and saying, what do you want to know more about blank? Now, you don't type blank. Blank would be your topic, right? So what do you want to know more about, you know, losing 20 pounds over the age of 50? What do you want to know more about, you know, generating leads off of Instagram for attorneys or whatever it might be? You know what I mean? For your business. And so that can help to quantify as well. And the other thing, if you still have no idea and you're looking to get started, you're like, I just don't know what I'm an expert on, think about, what do people come to you for? What do people ask you questions about online, at cocktail parties? What's something you're passionate about that people need help with that you can do in a how-to situation? A lot of times the topic is right under the nose and it's something that you've already done.
Totally understand that. So David, tell me real quick on that. How large are some of these courses you find most people are creating?
Well, that's a good question. Meaning in actual content?
Yeah. Always one of the things, as I talk to people, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I just don't know if I have enough content to even create something like that. I get questions about this or that, but I don't know if I could really be an expert with this amount of content.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal question for sure. It's a great question. So here's a way to think about it. I've got some secret sauce for this as well. Is that one of the easiest things that you can do when you outline your course, right? So basically you got to think about your course as being a step-by-step journey or system that's going to take people from point X to point Y, right? So a great exercise for someone, and I'm going to make you, Dave, give me a random topic here that we know nothing about. So give me a random topic. Throw it out right now on the spot.
Raising butterflies.
Raising butterflies. Awesome. Fantastic topic. Okay. So let's just say that your course is going to be 0 to 50 butterflies in a month, okay? All right, that's what it's going to be, all right? So what I would do is I get out a piece of paper, a document, or whatever on my computer, and I would write on the left side or on the top, where are my customers at now? What's their situation right now? And the situation would be 0 butterflies, okay? Then at the bottom, you're going to write, where are they going to be after my course? Because the key here for the most successful courses is they have a result, right? Like a concrete result that you're going to get to, okay? So the goal would then be that they've got 50 living butterflies and everything's happy and peachy and keen, okay? So you have where they're at now, 0 butterflies to 50 butterflies, okay? Then you simply write in the steps. How do you get from there to there? So I might write step one might be, you know, how to build the perfect butterfly house for less than $50. Do you know what I mean? step two could be, you know, how to, I don't know, plant the larva. I don't know, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? And let's say we get down there and we've got, you know, a certain amount of steps. That becomes the framework for a module for online courses, okay? Now, here's my big tip here for folks. You want to stay 12 or less when it comes to modules. 12 or less when it comes to modules. Can you guess, Dave, why you would want to stick in that magic range?
I would think people just can't consume that much and they get bored afterwards and feel overwhelmed.
That's exactly right. It hurts on both ends. It hurts your sales, and it also hurts like people actually following through, right? Because even if your modules are very short, do you know what I mean? And modules, for those who don't know, it's just another term for chapters, right? Even if they're very short, I mean, imagine you get a course and there's 27 modules. You're like, I will never get this done, ever. Do you know what I mean? So people, that increases refund rates. That increases people not getting results. That increases people not buying. That's no good. So we have found a sweet spot. And we've seen this not only through our own courses, but through thousands of students, of being 12 or less. 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, if you like odd numbers, 5, 7, right? And the thing is with that, it makes it manageable for folks, okay? And the length doesn't necessarily matter. The key is the result. When you're buying a course, when you're putting a course together for someone, it's the shortcut. It's not the long cut. It's the shortcut. Right?
I love that, yeah.
So that's the key thing to keep in mind here when you're doing a course. So if you can get people a result and get them there as fast and as safe as possible, I think you've got something for an online course. And so I think that's one of the key things is what I actually see is less people saying, I don't have enough content. Instead, it's people like, how can I jam in as much as humanly possible? And that's not really what the thing is. You just want to get them the result, and that's what a course is all about.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, when you're looking at courses, how do you find out what the right price is?
It's a good question, too. You know, pricing, and this drives people like up the wall, too, when it comes to pricing. So I'll share with you a little story about my first course with pricing and some great tips that I got and I'm a big believer in. So I didn't know when my first course. So my first course, Create Awesome Interviews, was $495. I wasn't privy enough to do $497. If I went back, I would go ahead and do that one, the seven magic number, right? But at $495 was the price point of my first course. And I remember originally I was going to do something very cheapo, like $97. Do you know what I mean? And what happened was I had a couple conversations that really changed my world when it came to pricing. The first one was with Ryan Lee, who I mentioned earlier. And he said, and this is a very interesting perspective, he said that, listen, it's going to take the same amount of effort, the same amount of you know, blood, sweat, and tears to promote and make a $97 product successful versus a $497 or $997 or $2,000. So you should be in that top range and you can make more money from less customers. So you're getting premium customers in. And we have found that to be very, very true when it comes to pricing is that when you get more premium, you get better people, right? And so what do I mean by that? So Marie Forleo also had some great advice for me. And she said, have you ever gotten something for free in the mail or a free course or a free book? What do you do with it? I said, nothing. Right? I do nothing with it. And she goes, exactly, because you're not invested. And if you really care about your customers' results, you have to be at a premium price for them to take it seriously. Okay? And if you might think to yourself, well, everyone loves saving money. Shouldn't I go cheapo, cheapo, cheapo? It's absolutely not true. Because we have found that when you increase your pricing and when you're in the top, and this is my big tip here, top 5 to 10% of your market, great things happen with your online course. If you end up going bargain basement, right, you're going to end up getting bargain basement customers. And as we all know, that's going to cause a nightmare, okay? So there's no pricing fairy that comes flying in and says, you know what? You should be at the premium end of your market. You've done enough in your life. Do you know what I mean? So the thing is, my big, big tip for pricing is to be in the top 10% of your market. And the more niche you can get, the more you can charge, okay? Let me give you an example, Dave. So one of our most successful students is a guy named Mark Dawson, okay? And Mark's over in England, and he had one of our biggest first-time launches of a course called Facebook Ads for Authors, okay? I think his first launch did over 300K.
Wow.
It was crazy. Now it's like in the multi-millions, and he's absolutely crushing it, and this was his very first course, okay? Why? Well, one, Mark's got a great story anyway. He was an author. He writes like mystery novels or I think it's something like that. But the thing is, think about how specific there are. Dave, how many you know, Facebook ads courses have you seen out there? There's a lot, right?
I can't even count them all now. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, let's say there's probably hundreds of them, okay? But think about this. Let's say you're an author, Let's say you're an author, and the first course you come across is called Facebook Ads. You're like, oh, that sounds pretty nice. The second course you come about is Facebook Ads for small businesses or something like that, right? You might be like, oh, that's a little bit more like me. Maybe I'll go for that. And then the third one you come across is Facebook Ads for authors. If you're an author, which one are you going to go with?
Oh, there's only one choice for sure.
Exactly. And so the more that you can niche down, it justifies also those higher specific prices, okay? And people a lot of times think that pricing is based on length or all that kind of stuff in your course. It's not at all. It's 100% based on value. So I would encourage you to be at that premium end of your market, even if it's your very first course. There's absolutely no reason not to.
Oh, I absolutely love that kind of advice. I mean, that's just, I think people make a huge mistake in thinking that they can't get to that. And we've seen it for ourselves with ClickFunnels and stuff. Everyone's like, oh, you know what? Yep. You should just have a $9 amount per month. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way. We only want the clients who are really excited and interested and willing to work, because otherwise you can never get you get terrible clients and they never get the results they want, and your support just deals with a ton of problems all the time. So
advice. Exactly. It's like, do you want to be Saks Fifth Avenue or do you want to be Walmart?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's up to you. Like, you can be Walmart, which is a lot of stuff for pretty much everybody. Do you know what I mean? At a very, very low price. At a very, very low price, and your goal is just volume, right? How many people can you get in? Like, as many people as possible. Or what about Saks Fifth Avenue? It's more of a curated small amount for a very specific type of buyer, okay? And that's kind of where I like to go when it comes, and that's my advice for online courses, because you end up with the people that actually want to be there, the people that are serious, and you can grow your business without needing thousands and thousands of customers. I mean, you could have 50 or 100 really good customers and have a very nice, sustainable business from that.
I think that's just fantastic. Tell me, on your courses, do you go into do you see a lot of people creating membership sites out of this for long-term continuity? Or it sounds like most of the courses you're kind of talking about are primarily a finite amount of time, get a result, and then do you upsell them to another course? What's the
good question? Yes. So actually, a lot of my students, what we teach is, and we go through everything. We go through, you know, everything from start to finish. So meaning, like, how are we going to put together a launch and all that kind of stuff as well, through it and et cetera, et cetera. But I think a good way to look at it that we like to do is kind of like Jeff Walker to a certain degree, is that I actually am a believer that people make a big mistake by creating a course and then immediately go on and create another course. You know, and I see that happen too often because, you know, Russell uses a great analogy with you guys at ClickFunnels. I've heard this all the time. He said the equivalent of sort of someone creating this amazing play and doing it on Broadway, having an amazing opening night and having a great 2 weeks, and then you shut down and create another play, right? And the problem with that, you haven't taken it on the road. You haven't gone to Chicago. You haven't gone to Vegas. You haven't gone this. There's a lot more audience for people's courses than they think. Do you know what I'm saying? So what I always show people how to do is how to launch, how to take the results of those launch and then make tweaks and do things like that, how to create up evergreen funnels so that therefore you're bringing in sales 24/7 for your course, you know, with personal things, big promotions, JV webinars, et cetera. So it actually comes down to promoting your course more is one of the big things that people miss out on. Evergreen opportunities, JV opportunities, all that kind of stuff. So once it's on autopilot and really, really rocking it and crushing it, yeah, of course, you can go different routes depending on what you want to do there. It might be a mastermind. It might be software. It might be another course, et cetera. But what we really like to teach is kind of like this being your signature program. And another thing that you can do on that too is what I call, you know, a membership without having a membership, is that I wouldn't encourage this on the first time you launch. But something that as you get more experience and you actually have someone else to handle this for you, because trust me, you do not want to handle this yourself, okay, is adding in longer term payment plans, okay? And we have done this, and we're talking about like 12 payment plans and something like that, Dave.
Wow.
For some of our courses. Yeah, 12, which you might be thinking to yourself, holy bananas, are you guys out of your minds? And by
I am.
The way, is there some back end work on that? Absolutely, for sure. That has to be done, and there's things like that. But that ends up actually creating a lot of predictable income as well, as you can imagine. It's almost like you get those $97 rebills, let's just use as an example, every month that adds up over time. And that's one of the things that is also something you do with your course as well. But we focus, like, where I think our business has done very well is laser focusing. Do you know what I mean? We don't focus on membership sites. We don't focus on ebooks. We don't focus on all these other things that you could be doing online, right? We're not focusing on speaking. We're not focusing on that. We stay in our lane of online courses. Do you know what I mean? I've teaching you how to create a premium online course and how to promote the heck out of it. And that's where I have my education programs, like Create Awesome Online Courses and Create Awesome Webinars. And that's also where I have my software, which is called one's called Course Cats, the other one's called Conversion Cats. And so by staying in the lane, I think it has been the key to our business. And it's something that I would definitely encourage others as well. It's just laser focused down, and there's a lot of things you can do from there.
David, I love that advice. I obviously, with ClickFunnels and everything else, our experience being online here for the last 10, 12 years, we've gone through that cycle of literally the launch and promote, go launch and promote, launch and promote. And you, for one, you get burned out. For two, your customers don't know who you really are. And you're always, so I love that advice as far as just totally being laser focused and realize that it's a much deeper well than most of these people think. And you've got such an opportunity. Again, I've never thought of the idea as far as taking a, and basically going to a 12-month pay plan. That's pretty ingenious. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. And like one of the things that I think people do in this industry and in yours too, in software and things like that too, is they overcomplicate. You know, we don't do all that many things. I mean, like, meaning like we laser focus on what works and what we do, and that's it. Like, we promote our course. Do you know what I mean? We take great care of the students. And by promote, I mean evergreen. We have evergreen funnels and we have webinars, and that's basically where we focus. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's not a lot of other things that we necessarily do. Is there other things we could do? Yes, but we focus on what works, and we stay very much in our lane. And I think that's been kind of one of the keys to success for sure.
That's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about the funnels and things that you're actually using. So you made mention of two different funnels. One is your kind of an evergreen funnel. The other is your webinar funnels. Tell me a little bit about, as far as how does the funnel actually work? What's the difference between the two, and how are you guys making money that way?
Yeah, so we do so let's just use Create Awesome Online Courses as our example here. So we've got our funnels combined right now probably do on average about, and these are just evergreen. I'm not talking about live. We do live promotions too, but I'm saying these are just pure evergreen funnels. Just for that program, probably average about $25K per week, somewhere around there right now. And the way that we do those is there's two different funnels. So one funnel that we actually added in second, which I'll briefly talk about, is just it's an auto webinar funnel. I mean, it's very basic. Do you know what I mean? We have a killer webinar called 7 Steps to Creating, Promoting, and Profiting from Online Courses, right? And we just fill that up. I mean, we do Facebook ads, we do different things. I also do it live, you know, time to time as well, of course, and with JV partners. But that webinar is, you know, running for us 24/7. So that's one. It's a webinar plus an automated replay, and then also you're getting a deadline as well. And I think that's very important, Dave, to note it on this. This was the biggest shift that we saw in our business in the last 3 years, I'd say, 2.5, was we used to kind of come up with these evergreen funnels, right, and not have a deadline. So it was kind of like, hey, it's ending, but it didn't literally end. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, hey, this is the last time I'm going to tell you about this, you know, but that was it. And so we use it's actually a piece of software called Deadline Funnel, which is really killer. And what they allow you to do, and there's other ones like it, but that's the one we use, is allows you to create basically a personal launch for everyone that's going through it, right? So meaning that when you opt in to when you end, it actually closes. Like, the cart closes, the countdown timers are real, and the emails, like, there's no shenanigans or anything weird about that. Like, once it's gone, it's gone. Like, if you go to the sales page, you will not get it. You'll get like a missed it page. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the very important things when doing evergreen funnels, and this is true of courses anyway. You have to have a deadline for people. You have to have a deadline. The other funnel that we have that's had great success is with a video series. So we have a video series, and it's about a 10-day funnel. With a video series and then an open cart period. There's a lot of emails in there, 3-part series, you know, boom, boom, boom. And then they get a private launch as well. And so those are kind of our two main evergreen funnels. And here's something, Dave, that I want to share. I don't think I've ever shared this before other than with my my mastermind group, is that where people sometimes miss the ball, you know, let's say someone has an evergreen funnel that's great, and you perfect it, and you perfect it, and you perfect it, and you perfect it, and then eventually you add in, let's say, another evergreen funnel. Okay, so for sake of argument, just like this, you've got a video series and you've got a auto webinar. Okay, what people forget to do, and this is so funny, is for you sometimes people will buy on the second or third or fourth or fifth time around. So meaning that if someone goes through a webinar with us, live or automated, a couple weeks later, if they haven't gotten the video series, we're going to start them on that path. Does that make sense?
Very cool. Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah, and people forget that because people are like, well, if someone saw something and didn't buy, they're never, ever going to buy ever. Do you know what I mean? And it's just not true. I can't tell you how many, you know, millions of dollars in sales now have come in just because we've then kind of remarketed it in a different way. And then, hey, here's a video series, here's this or that. And they buy on the second time around. And then maybe I've got a live promotion coming up in a few months. They might buy on the third time around. I mean, we are fascinated by this when we see customers, because, you know, you can kind of track their path, right? And you can see someone that was like, hey, they were on a live webinar in September, did not buy. They went through one of our special promotions in October, didn't buy. They went through a video series in November and didn't buy. And then they saw something else in December and they bought. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, a lot of people don't miss out on that opportunity. And so that's a big tip as well. And I know that's more of an advanced thing, but I'm sure some people will probably resonate with that.
No, that's a huge, huge tip. I can tell you it's been fun for us with a lot of the stuff we're doing at ClickFunnels is to have a whole bunch of different front ends. They all eventually are going to funnel into our Funnel Hacks webinar. But it's kind of crazy where we'll have people who buy, you know, the .com secrets book and they don't sign up for ClickFunnels. And then all of a sudden they buy the Perfect Webinar Secrets and they don't sign up for ClickFunnels. And then they get, you know, our funnel scripts and all of a sudden they get, you know, two or three front end products. The end result is we want them in ClickFunnels regardless. But it's cool to see where they come through. And again, you're right. I've seen that happen multiple times where, especially on the webinar, they may have watched the webinar two or three times.
Yeah, right.
And you're like
some serial webinar watcher, but all of a sudden, yeah. And that's a great point because I love watching your guys' marketing, ClickFunnels, because it's brilliant. And I think it's the same lesson here that you kind of talked about earlier with courses is where this is where people miss the opportunity. Like, I think it's so fun to be able to experiment with all these different things, front-end funnels, evergreen funnels, different opt-ins, different webinars, all going towards the same spot eventually. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that makes your business a lot easier than kind of the serial creator, if you will, that has like 15 different products. Well, it's very hard to be constantly working on that and tweaking it and perfecting it because you've got your spread too thin. Do you know what I mean? Like everything you guys do leads into something basically ClickFunnels. Do you know what I mean? One way or another.
Right.
You know, or maybe some of the other things you got going on too, you know, funnel hacks, different stuff, but it's all going basically the same place. And that's what I think is brilliant about the business for sure. Simple.
That's awesome. Real quick, on your price point for your webinars, I get this question all the time. That is, mm-hmm. you know, is the lowest price point I can sell a webinar is at $9.97 for what kind of price points are you seeing on your auto webinars?
So mine specifically is on for Create Awesome Online Courses is $9.97. And Create Awesome Webinars also, which is super meta when you got the auto webinar with the webinar product, right? Is also $9.97. I mean, it is a webinar party there, you know.
I love that.
$9.97. And I've seen customers of mine all the way up to a few thousand dollars on that. So I've seen it across the alley. Like in my mastermind group, which is called Create Awesomer Online Courses, which is for kind of my top students that have launched their course, had success, and they're like, okay, now what do I do? How do I stay, you know, how do I stay focused? How do I make sure I'm focusing on the right things and not chasing shiny red balls and, you know, I'm bringing in the money? A lot of what we do is just keeping people focused. Do you know what I'm saying? And saying, okay, are your auto webinars set up? Are we doing this? Are we doing this? Are we doing JV webinars? Are we doing that? And staying on those revenue generating activities. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I've seen in that group, because they all now have auto webinars set up, you know, and doing well, you know, price points are everywhere from a few hundred dollars to a couple thousand. So I think it's just I think that's kind of the sweet spot there for sure.
I love that. I love your energy. It's always so much fun as I have opportunity. I interview a lot of people, and it's just that I just love the energy you have, and you're so passionate about what you do. And I think, as we were talking earlier, the part that is so fun is when you have students who've gotten results, because then it just, I mean, the scalability mentally is so huge. I think it's amazing. So thank you for your energy.
Yeah. And it's also, and thank you for having me. This has been awesome. Like, I love talking about this because, I mean, that's what keeps you going. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what keeps you going, is getting these things. I mean, you know, we have a customer named Rachel Bowman, and I always love when it's like someone that comes out of left field. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't even know what they're doing, whatever it might be. Rachel Bowman does aerial silks. Aerial silks, okay? Now, what is aerial silks? So I had to look this up. I don't know what it is. Think Cirque du Soleil. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's basically up in the air, hanging on to silks, doing backflips and shimmies and pull-ups and all that. So you're thinking to yourself, what is going on here, right? Well, she's built a nice brand around this aerial silks. She does launch. She's done over now $80,000 of her aerial silks course. Do you know what I mean? And when I got that, I remember I was actually at a dinner. I was sitting down. I think we were at a place called Little Saigon. I'm here in St. Louis. It's Missouri. It's awesome, right? We're eating a Little Saigon, and I'm like secretly checking my email like I shouldn't be. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sort of like under the table for a second. And I saw this. I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I got so excited. I'm like a little kid in a candy shop. And I think that when you're getting that result from people, and when you get excited about your product and program and you know it works, it's like the ultimate validation. And that's what keeps you going and makes this so fun and makes you want to just keep growing it and having more fun with it. And so I think, you know, my encouragement for folks as they get stuff launched and or relaunched, or if you already have and you got something successful, like, keep a little happy file. Do you know what I mean? Like, have a little file in your Dropbox or somewhere that's like all these great customer stories. So whenever you're dealing with any other BS or shenanigans or stuff that sucks, like, go back and look at that file and it will change your world.
I love that. Keep a little happy file. That is such a great way of looking at it. Oh, man. Well, David, I could talk to you all afternoon and evening here. You've got such awesome content, but I know you've got a busy schedule coming up here. If people want to get a hold of you and get more information from you, what's the best way of reaching out to you?
Yeah, I mean, best way, I mean, you know, I'll send two links here. One is therisetothetop.com. So therisetothetop.com, if you go there, you will see – that's kind of my hub where you can see everything. You can see all our products, all our education stuff, all our funnels, all that kind of stuff. So go on there. That's a great place to start. And if you want to go directly, you can also go to createawesomeonlinecourses.com, which should get you started with a free cheat sheet. That's how that – you can come in and hack away there, if you will.
That is cool. Thank you so much. Well, bud, I've loved having you on the call today. Thank you so much. And again, I look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave. It was a blast. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.